Listen to part of a lecture in an environmental science class.
Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to focus on carbon and its role in what's known as the greenhouse effect. Everyone knows what that is, right? But let's make sure anyway. Yes, Carly?
The greenhouse effect is when gases in Earth's atmosphere act like the glass in a greenhouse or hothouse. They trap in heat, which warms up the Earth.
Gases like?
Water vapor, carbon dioxide.
Right. Carbon dioxide. We hear a lot about carbon these days, no? Carbon emissions, carbon burning, leaving a carbon footprint. So it'd be easy to assume that any form of carbon burning is necessarily a bad thing. But the fact is, it's not quite that simple. So we're going to focus today on the difference between good, bad, and, the not-so-bad, the potentially okay carbon burning. Okay, good carbon burning. Well, we all have a personal stake in this because burning carbon is the basis of life. We wouldn't be here if we ourselves weren't burning carbon. Basically, all living things burn carbon to survive. Usually, this happens at the cellular level. And what's burned is carbon in the form of sugars, glucose. Oxygen gets chemically combined with sugars in our cells, and the energy produced from that reaction is then used to power the cells. So just by breathing, you could say we're all guilty of carbon emission and contribute to the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. Another thing about atmospheric carbon, it keeps us from freezing. Because without carbon and other greenhouse gases, our planet would be the same temperature as outer space, around 4 degrees above absolute zero. And there's nothing going on at that temperature, no possibility of life of any sort. So without atmospheric carbon, life couldn't exist on Earth. Now, another thing to remember is that carbon is always being removed from the atmosphere. It gets used up. Largely, it's consumed by plant life through photosynthesis. Also, it dissolves in the oceans or gets stored deep in the ocean. You have shellfish that use the CO2 dissolved in the water to make carbonate shells, and when they die, they fall to the ocean floor, and the carbon gets sequestered down there.